So tonight, I'm going to say a few words about not waiting for kensho, meaning awakening, meaning enlightenment, but entering the heart of it in your zazen every time you sit. That's all you need to do. Zen Master said, there's nothing in particular to realize. Just let go of the notion of Buddhas and sentient beings. In other words, let go of the notion that someone has it and you don't have it. Someone's a Buddha, you're a sentient being. This is the core of our practice. Now, we enter this Zendo from our lives, which involve all sorts of challenges, struggles, decision making, failure, success, comparison. This is a human realm. It's okay. It's the way it is. If it could have been one iota different in any given moment, it would have been that way. But it doesn't matter. Wang Po put it this way. He said, do not allow the events of your daily life to bind you, but never withdraw yourself from them. Now, what does this all mean? When we enter the door of this building from our lives, take off our shoes, enter the Zendo, fold our legs, three bells. Now we are free. We are free to look into the heart of what this reality is. Do it right away. Don't spend any time getting there. Just go straight there. How do you do it? Remember, we come from a world where we're trying to change one thing into another. We're struggling, we're deciding, in conflict, oftentimes, we're comparing. We feel we lack something because there's something out there that we're trying to achieve, but we can't quite get there. Something's blocking us. Sometimes it's internal. We all have this, everybody. Even Zen masters have that. But here, sitting in Zazen with a focal point, you begin to notice something. What you notice, first of all, is that anything you know has already happened. Anything you know, meaning the way things are right now, has already happened. If it hasn't happened yet, you don't know it yet. So in your zazen, where you don't need to compare, struggle, achieve, as long as you're not going after something called enlightenment, but you're entering the heart of kensho, you see right away that the way it is right now, the way your body feels, the thoughts coursing through your mind, the sensations that you're experiencing, the smell of the incense, the sound of the cars, all of it, it's already happened. The moment it comes into your awareness, it's already happened. Therefore, there's nothing you can do about it. So you put it down totally. It takes care of itself. It's already taken care of. It's done. The moment you become aware of it, it's done. Now, this is one key aspect of the core of this Zazen practice, which is mindfulness. The key aspect is to see things exactly as they're unfolding. You see that as they unfold, they are the way they are. This breath is the way this breath is. This mu is the way this mu is. This one fabric, if you're doing Shikantaza, is the way this one fabric is appearing right now in this center of the universe, at this moment in time. It's already done. I don't need to do anything about it. Even if I wanted to, I can't change it. Not in my zazen. I'm not interested. There's no need to. So what is the next step? This is what I mean by entering the heart of Kensho. See that this thing that has already happened right now, meaning it's now, it's done in the now. It's not past. It's already happened, but it's not the past. It's already happened, but it's now. Notice that it presents, it is. Since you don't need to change it, you don't need to do anything about it, you don't need to compare it, you only need to see it, which you already do, because anything that you know in your zazen, you have seen. It is your knowing. And it presents. In our zazen, we see that side of the world. Go there immediately. Don't go through steps. Go straight to the heart of it. There it is. It is. My breath is. Mu is. What is that? Now, nothing can be that isn't in your knowing. Nothing can be that isn't in your knowing. This is what the sixth patriarch meant when he said, from the very beginning, not a single thing has ever existed. Not a single thing has ever ex-isted. Ex, outside, ist, to stand. Not a single thing has ever stood outside you. Outside what? Outside your knowing. This is the tremendous power of zazen, is that we go into the heart of this. The moment you sit down, just go right there. There's no need to do anything else. You don't need to change yourself into a better person. As the Zen master said, there's nothing in particular to realize. There's nothing that you don't already know. There's nothing that isn't already completely exposed. It's right there in front of you. It's the smell of the incense. It's this breath. It's this count. It's this mu. It's already there. It's done. No need to change it. Just totally see it. Seeing it is knowing it. Knowing it is its being. Now get very curious about this being knowing. This being knowing. What is that? This being knowing is this breath. Is this mu. See both sides. Mu is this being knowing. Being knowing is this mu. Enter that. Enter that. This is leaving the outside world out the door that we will re-enter wholeheartedly. As Wang Po said, don't allow the events of your daily life to bind you. That's what we're learning here, how to not allow events to bind us, to get us stuck, to trap us in comparisons, fighting, struggling, thinking, analyzing, naming. We learn that here. Do not allow the events of your daily life to bind you, but never withdraw yourself, because if you do, they bound you. So in our zazen here, we plunge into the world of incense smell, the world of my body on this cushion, the world of thoughts coursing through my mind, feelings, comparisons, all that stuff. It's already happened. Even if I wanted to change it, I can't change it right now. I can only be it. So I continually see that. This is the effort, the spirit of zazen, to continually see that it is just as it is, that nothing need be done. Therefore, we begin, it's gradual, it's not sudden, it's gradual. we begin to let go of all the thoughts about it, all the comparisons, all the ideas. When all that stuff starts to fade away, its sheer fact begins to shine. Last week I talked about the moon of truth. It emanates, it glows. Every single thing in your experience is glowing with this. This is the key aspect of Zazen. This is what I mean by entering the heart of Kensho. Don't wait for enlightenment to enter the heart of Kensho. Everything is glowing with this. Go deeply into it in any way you can. Sometimes it's horizontal, meaning every single thing that arises is seen as another carrier of being. In itself, it's rather unimportant. It's happened, nothing to do about it. It's constantly changing. It's dukkic. It's impermanent. And that's the way it is. But it's carrying something. It's a carrier. It's a carrier of this being known. This is why Dogen said that things, meaning objects, have the grandeur of time. He said, these objects have the grandeur of time. And he described time as being. Time is being. Everything is. Smell of the incense is. Doesn't matter what kind of incense it is. Doesn't even matter if you like it or don't like it. Doesn't matter if it's burning your eyes right now. It's emanating this thing. It's shining it. Get curious about that. See that. Enter it deeply. This is the very, very core of Zazen practice. Now, the faster you can go there, the less things will bind you. You can take a circuitous route. It doesn't really matter because it's always waiting, and it's that way already. Whether you see it or not, it is being knowing. Now, this gradually brings about something that every Zazen practitioner begins to sense in their life. I like this word, and the word is dispassion. It's becoming dispassionate. In other words, you are very much in your life, but you're not letting it bind you. That every event, however it works out, every feeling, sensation that comes through, you, because of this work you've done on the cushion, understand that it is shining with this thing, this one thing. Everything is shining with this one thing. This one thing is the precursor. Zen masters have called it the unborn. It was before everything else. I like to contemplate it as being the very substance of the singularity. Before anything spread out, it was simply this being known. And then being knowing spread out. It became chairs. It became watches. It became human bodies. It became circumstances. It became struggles. It became despairs. It became frustrations. All that stuff. That's all right. Never withdraw yourself from it. Why would you withdraw yourself from the carrier of this being knowing? Just see that side of it. It's very difficult for people who don't do this practice to see that side of the world. Therefore, they cannot be dispassionate. Everything matters terribly. Everything is a burden. Nothing is right. And if only I had this other thing, I'd be happier. But this other thing is being knowing, just like the thing you're trying to get rid of. They're all being known. So a monk asked a Zen master, Basso, what is Buddha? And he said, 3 pounds of flax. Another master called it a hempen shirt. It weighed 7 pounds. Another master called it a dried shit stick. Hot buns. The oak tree. The cypress tree next to the privy. All these things. How could there be so many different? Because they're all the same. They're all shining with this being knowing. So in our zazen, we pick up one thing. Breath, mu, the actual unfolding moment. And we enter that side of it. We see it clearly. We see it glowing with it, shining with it. What is it? Now it's important to have that attitude towards it. What is its substance? Because it can turn into an idea. And this is not an idea. So when you ask what is its substance, the only way to answer that question, the question of what is the substance of this being knowing, the only way to answer that is to be it. Because it is being. You have to be it. So you cannot understand it. You cannot explain it. You cannot describe it. You have to enter it. This is the key. This is the essence. Now, a lot in Zen, as it's come to the United States, has been made of this whole thing of trying to achieve Kensho, trying to achieve awakening. So that it becomes just one more goal, one more thing you don't have, one more thing to beat yourself up with. Oh, I've sat for 30 years and I still haven't had Kensho. You've been sitting in the midst of Kensho. Just go straight there. Don't worry about anyone confirming it, people knowing it, getting some bell or whistle. Just go to the heart of it. And as you do that, it will become clearer and clearer. And then at times, very abruptly clear, which one might call Kensho, but it doesn't matter because it doesn't change anything. This is another way of understanding this beautiful line by Yagyu Iwasaki, that 27-year-old Japanese woman back in the early 1900s, who was dying of TB and had a series of deep awakenings, and wrote to Harada Roshi, her teacher, "What a relief to discover that just as I am perfect. Just as I am, moment after moment, I am perfect. I am perfectly manifesting, being known. And this is unborn. It didn't come from anything else. Nothing created it. It's not made up of many different things. But everything is it. I am it. My body is it. My life is it. So my life is worthwhile. My life has grandeur because it's expressing this thing. This one thing. So this, I feel, is the key point in saying anything about this practice. This is the key point. It's said in many different ways. It's often couched. I'm just giving to you straight. So to say anything more would be just to be putting a hat on a hat. So I guess we will end here tonight. And because we have some time, I'll open it up to questions. If anyone has any questions or comments, and anything. So when you enter your day-to-day life, it's really not different than here. It's another important thing. I should mention this. It's important not to make this like going to church on Sunday. The rest of the week you're screwing people over, that kind of thing. this attitude and this awareness and this effort to see this thing that's shining from everything, just continue it in your everyday life. Don't withdraw yourself from your life. Don't just spend all your time sitting on a Zen cushion going to this pure place. Enter your life and see it in every little thing, every event that happens. Remind yourself, if I know it, it's happened. Therefore, I don't need to do anything in particular about it. But maybe because I know that now, I can put down my struggle. I can get it that it couldn't have been any other way. Now I can flip it up and see the underside that was there. I just wasn't noticing it. This being knowing. Just every once in a while, notice it. Just see it. As you do this, this sense of dispassion begins to grow. Because it doesn't really matter how anything is in particular when you're seeing this side of it. Anything is it. Anything. It could be something you want, something you don't want. Something you like, something you don't like. Some situation that's wonderful, yet inevitably transient. Some situation that's extremely painful, yet inevitably transient. They're all shining with this one thing. So we start here in the Zendo. We really go deeply into it, intently into it. And then more and more, outside the Zendo, in the everyday life of struggle and effort and all the rest of it, wonderful, necessary, the only way we can survive, we begin to notice it. Sometimes at odd moments, we just notice it. Ah, just caught it. And everything is okay, just the way it is. Just the way it is, it's perfect. Perfect manifestation of being known. Or as Dogen puts it, being time. So, we'll end there today.